The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. You are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. I'm here in Central New York, and I will be sharing with you some fantastic tidbits about upstate New York and the Adirondacks coming up in the next few shows, because I'm going to be live with some very important people and places and some things that I want to share with you coming up. I hope that you were able to go back and take a listen to the Holtorf Medical Show with Dr. Whiteman and Dr. Holtorf. That was a great show talking about bioidentical hormones and Lyme disease, immune system health, and all those great things that so many people are suffering with today, and they have some cutting-edge answers for people. So if you haven't heard that show, you can go back to the archives on the radio tab. So just go to makinglifebrighter.com, and on the radio tab, you'll find all the player with the archives in it there, and you can check out the shows that you missed there. Also, today coming up, I have the second part, and I'm very excited to share with you Jeffrey Fasano, who is the celebrity music photographer that we had on before, and he is the transmedium channel for Archangel Michael. So many of you all around the world tuned into that show previously in part one, and you listened to that whole show, and it's so amazing. You know, I've had Jeff do a reading for me with Archangel Michael, and it was spot on. It was so amazing. It was really neat, and he offered that up when we first met. And I said, sure, I'd love to hear that. And, you know, after that, I had him on the show, and I think that you'll really enjoy this. And what's so neat is that it came to him as an inspiration. It was not something he was going to look for. So he had his career in photography, and he'll explain more about that. So if you missed the first show, go back and take a listen to it, and you can hear all the details of how he's come to this. It's a great, great story. And then today, of course, we're going to have more. And this fall coming up, he's going to come back on, and he's going to do a live channeled reading for us sometime this fall. So I encourage you to tune in, because it's a very beautiful message. And for many of us, especially in today's atmosphere, it's kind of hope. It's wonderful. It's direction. It's hope. It's a sense of purpose, and gives you a grounding. And so I'm very, very pleased to have him with us again today. And that'll be coming up next segment. So stay tuned. Also, the elephants are moving in September, but they need to raise more money so that they can actually be transported from where they are. And Maya and Gita are literally a trunk touch away from one another, chained up where they are, and they need to be moved. So if you'd like to donate, go to globalelephants.org, and you can go through the PayPal link there, or you can find their parent address in Tennessee and send them a check there. Making Life Brighter is going to be working on a special fundraiser for this coming in the fall. So we'd like to invite people that are local to the Malibu area to our artwork fundraiser coming up in October, which I'll be sharing more with you as we go forward into the fall. But we have had some great shows this summer in our Conversations in Consciousness series. We had Igor on twice, and if you missed that, take a listen. He is a man of evolving consciousness, and some call him a master. You might want to check out those shows and take a listen for yourself. He is definitely a very sweet soul that has put in some work, and he's had an amazing career so far in fine art and then transitioned into a knowingness that he carries today. And that was just so much fun to do those interviews with him. It was great. It was a real treat to sit down with him too. So have you gone to check out the Retune Your Focus meditation series that I've been doing? It's really fun and people are enjoying that. So if you haven't and you'd like to jump on board, you can sign up still. And we have a few more days left in this week of the Retune Your Focus meditation series that I'm doing. You can find it on the website and just go to the meditation tab there and check it out. If you have any questions, you can email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com and you can follow along there. It's a realignment series. It's really so that you can refocus your nervous system, refocus your energy field, bring your energy down to a sweet, sweet place, and then you can be more in tune with your spirit, optimizing each day. And I really recommend that because as we go forward, the earth energy is not slowing down. We all need to evolve, and we are evolving to meet that. But as we get to a place where there's a higher frequency of light coming onto the earth plane, which is really coming quickly, we have what will feel like more stress in the differential of where our nervous system is today to what it is that we will be experiencing as we evolve. So to be ahead of that curve and proactively tuning into yourself and to your spirit is retraining literally your nervous system to come to a place where it can be more receptive. So this is part of what I do professionally day in and day out, and I am putting this together in a very special package series for you. And you can join in, jump in, and follow along with us. And I know that you will benefit after each meditation. It takes about 30 minutes of your time, and you can just jump on board with us. So if you do, please go to the meditation tab at makinglifebrighter.com. You can also follow along with us on Facebook at any time. And because Facebook has been so gracious at helping us to not see all the posts for our fan page, all of our fabulous free modern technology, right? Facebook has gone ahead to make sure that all your friends' pages are the ones that everyone sees, and business pages, almost all your posts have to be paid for. So you can be reassured to tune into the website at makinglifebrighter.com for more info as we go along. But if you want to go to see what's updated on the Facebook page, just go and check it out once a day and see what we have there. We'll have new things coming up throughout the summer. If you're going to be in the Boston area come September, I'm going to be holding a very special iridology class there and body system health class, as well as giving another talk on energetic systems. And I'll be seeing people one-on-one for appointments. So if you would like a medical intuition appointment for body system health and or emotions and work with me with super tapping, then I will definitely see you there. And you can contact and call the Sarah Villa Creative Retreat Spiritual Center there. And we had a whole show on this center back in June. So if you'd like to check that out, you can. You can look up on Facebook the Villa Sarah Spiritual Center in Middleborough, Massachusetts, and check that out. We'll be there doing some work. And what a great group of people that was. That was just so nice to be there. I'm really looking forward to going back. I'm really looking forward to working with everyone there again and the greater Boston area. Great, great area. And I can't say how much I miss the East Coast. I'm an East Coaster by nature. And now that I've moved out to California, everything has its pluses and minuses. But when you come back to the East and you're from the East, it's sort of an there are no chemtrails that I know of here, and there are beautiful green trees absorbing all the toxins and generating such fresh air. Wow. We take it for granted, and we take for granted water out in the West, or rather even in the East. And out in the West, we don't have enough water, and you know, those California wildfires are really, really steaming right now. It's not a good thing, but it's part of the transmutation of the earth plane. It's part of the cycle, just like our bodies are going through as we attune to the light that's coming. So our systems need a bit more minerals. We need more pure water. We need less toxic food sources. And most of all, we need a very sweet, soft energy field. We need an energy field that's conducive to running a higher frequency of energy through us. In my opinion, the key to great health is grounding. And when you're actually grounded and you're in tune with the nature around you and you're in tune with the earth plane and you're in tune with yourself, you then turn around and give back in a way that becomes natural. And that cycle is an expression of your chi energy coming round and round. It's not stuck or bottled up in you. Where we get into health issues and discrepancies in a body system is when the energy gets stuck in a particular area, usually based upon an emotion. And that emotion is what stagnates in a particular cell, tissue, cluster, organ system, body system, etc. And then is like, you know, a symphony where one instrument's out of tune and then there isn't harmony anymore. And the goal is to create a symphony of harmony, something that works within your system without effort. And the only thing that you need to do is relax to receive that. In our upcoming days of political heat and polarization in our world around us, one of the most important things that we can offer ourselves and the world is the opportunity to watch and let what seems like chaotic energy sort of pass us by. Allow that energy to flow beyond. Give it the opportunity to just go by. We think, and we're being trained in social media today, to have to respond to every single thing that pops up. And that's creating a short circuit reactionalism in our brains, and then short circuiting our nervous system, making it more and more difficult to relax. So on that note, let's make today a really great day. And coming up next, I have Jeffrey Fasano, who is a channel transmedium for Archangel Michael and a well-known photographer for celebrities and music. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on Making Life Brighter Radio.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And today we have returning guest Jeff Fasano. Hello, Jeff, and welcome back.
Hello, Winifred. It is so wonderful to be here again, to be back with you again for our last conversation.
We were talking to Jeff last time about his new book, and we were talking about also his love of photography. And I promised that I'd have him back so we could talk about some of that photography and his work, because that's where it all began, really.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the journey through that that led him to where he is now in writing his book. And so I wanted to talk to you more about some of the people, as I mentioned last time, that you've actually been inspired by, the people that you've shot with, and how photography has framed your point of view today. And some of those experiences with people. So who is it that you shot that was one of the most inspiring people for you? And how has photography kind of shaped you today, right now?
It's been a doorway. But it's about finding and connecting to our passion, my passion, that took me a while to find out what I really, really loved, what brings me the greatest amount of joy, which is music. And then looking at what I loved doing, which was photography, and marry the two together. The key to it is going within and finding the fire, the passion inside of myself that took me a long road to do that, which... What's wonderful about what I do, my photography world, is a doorway into the spiritual world and writing my book. And part of the intention for the book is to allow yourself to find that fire, that passion within. So it was finding that, finding what I love to do, was pick up that camera and photograph people.
And you work right now mostly with indie artists, is that right?
No, not necessarily. I shoot a lot of indie artists, but in this day and age in the music business, everybody's an indie artist.
But you haven't only shot indie artists, and tell us about some of the people that you have shot.
Oh, my God. Some of the great bands like Wilco and the Avett Brothers, and I just photographed Babyface last week.
Cool.
At Rafael Sadiq's studio here in California. I photographed Terrence Howard, James Earl Jones, Morgan Freeman, Felicia Rashad, Anika Noni Rose, Taraji Henson, who is now on Empire. Oh, and a ton of wonderful, wonderful people. But two of the most inspiring people was, the first one was James Galway. And for many out there who might not know the classical world, Jimmy was arguably at one point the greatest flute player in the world. And while I still had my day job, I was offered the chance to go and shoot Jimmy in Chicago, and I took up that opportunity. And one of the things that it was a great shoot. We did a full day. It was an amazing time with him and Philip Mall. But that evening, Jimmy took us out to dinner. So we went to this great sushi place in Chicago, and it hit me to come to ask him, Jimmy, how did you get here? What was your path to get to where you are this mega flute player star? How did you get here? And he went through it, because I wanted to know, because I was just getting into this. And this was a great opportunity for me. So it just, you know, spirit guided me to ask him that question. And what he said is a place where I'm aspiring still to be. He said to me, he goes, well, I was in Galway, Ireland, doing what I was doing. And Philip Mall, who was in the photo shoot that day, was sitting right next to Jimmy, called me and said, the lead flute player in the Berlin Philharmonic or Symphony is leaving. And the great part of this was that Jimmy didn't go, I hope I get this gig. He said, I know that they need me. And it wasn't
take on it.
Yeah, and it wasn't through any ego. Mm. The way Jimmy said, I knew that they needed me. And I just looked at him and he was like, and Philip went, well, they didn't need you. And he says, I knew that what I did and the way I played can help them, can enhance what they're doing. And I went, wow. And then Philip was sitting there, and very two amazing, amazing people, but Philip was very laid back and a funny guy in his own way, and he was just nodding and nodding. And I went, I said, I want to be you when I grow up. I said to Jimmy, he goes, what do you mean? I said, I want to get to the place where I know my talents and gifts so well and have so much confidence in that, that I know that I can contribute to the world. Mm-hmm. That's what Jimmy was saying. I knew that they could use me. He didn't say, I'm better than that flute player. I'm, you know, he just says, he knew how good he was. And I think...
Well, he knew his talent. And I think what you're saying is he knew what he could offer to actually solve, in this case, a problem that they really had an opening for his gift.
And that's how my book and my photography work go hand in hand, because the book is about that. It's guiding you to come to this place of the full realization of self. And Jimmy, in one way, shape, or form, in that moment, I went, wow. And then conversely, when I had the chance to shoot Cat in a Hot Tin Roof on Broadway in 2008, I met James Earl Jones. And one of the practices that after I photographed Jimmy Galway, I asked every quote-unquote celebrity or anybody who I deemed as who've reached a wonderful pinnacle or another level or a high level in their process as an artist, like, how did you get here? What did you do to get here? I wanted to learn how they got to that place. And all of the answers pretty much were different, but the theme was they all know how good they were.
Interesting.
They all know that I'm good at this.
Do you feel that way about your work?
I'm getting there.
Yeah. What would, and this is important because, you know, oftentimes on this show we talk about all the things that go into making talent, a skill, creating optimum health, anything like that. So one way to identify that is to talk about not only what you are, but what's holding you up from that. So what do you think is an ingredient that might keep you from knowing that fully right now? What's the one thing in the way of you absolutely knowing that talent and that gift at that level?
There are times that I do know it, but there's a permeating feeling in me of not good enough.
Does that come from something that you can identify, that not that you have to speak about it here, but that you can mm-hmm. identify from when you were a child?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And what would it take to overcome that, do you think?
It's the constant practice of two things. Letting in love.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, because, you know, from a male perspective, and I say this often because females easily talk about what they feel, and males don't as often talk about what they feel. They internalize the process more. So oftentimes males will say, yeah, I get it, but how? And how do you get there? How do you overcome that?
It's not about overcoming it, it's about allowing it. See, the thing is, with it is, it's just a feeling. Mm-hmm. It really, that's, we all have our feelings. And the feeling that comes up for me, and I get it, no matter, in right before every photo shoot that I do, I don't get it in my spiritual work. It's very interesting because I'm working on a different level there. But before any photo shoot that I do, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. I did a family portrait last week. And even before that shoot, that feeling of not good enough comes up.
Isn't that interesting that it presents itself to you when you're doing something you love?
Right. Well, as Michael says in my book, and always, the closer you get to what you say you want in life, the stronger the feelings that you've suppressed and repressed are going to come up.
That's a good point.
And yeah. So for everybody out there, we have a life that we say we want. What life are you living now, and what is holding you from actually living or having the life you say you want? It's simply the repression and suppression of feelings.
Exactly. Now, we have just a minute before we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and talk more, but when you photograph people, what do you see in them? Because each photographer does this differently.
For me, this is why everything goes hand in. To me, it's always seeing the beauty in everything. Seeing all the wonderful sides of people through the mask. It's seeing through the mask, seeing through the veil, but always connecting and seeing the beauty in someone. And then bringing that out. Like, for example, Winifred, you have one of the most beautiful smiles I've ever seen. So it's about seeing that and seeing when you smile how your eyes light up. And then going, okay. And then through that, feeling it. Mm-hmm. And then in that moment, that's what you capture. So for me, it's seeing the beauty in everything and everyone. And then going, that's what we're going to capture here. Because then it's about cutting through that mask and going into the essence of their heart.
We'll be right back. We're talking with Jeff Fasano here, and you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Jeff Fasano.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and my name is Winifred Adams. You can find us on Making Life Brighter on Facebook and on Twitter, and you can find us on MLB Radio on Twitter, and that is not Major League Baseball, of course, although we share a lot in common now. So I'm talking with Jeff Fasano here, and Jeff is a photographer and an author and a channel of Archangel Michael, and we spoke to him in a previous show. So if you missed that show, go back to the archives at makinglifebrighter.com and go to the radio tab, and you can check it all out there. But we're talking with Jeff about his photography today and the inspiration that comes through that. So Jeff, tell us some of the more interesting stories of photo shoots that you've had with musicians that you really love. Tell us one that's been kind of funny and humorous and silly, and maybe something you didn't even expect.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. When I shot Wilco for Paste Magazine a whole bunch of years ago, it was a big article, and I needed to shoot the band and individual shots of everybody in the band, and they only gave me an hour to do it.
Thanks. That's not much time.
And and it was Wilco, and I though my feelings have not good enough come, I never really am nervous shooting the people I'm shooting. I've never walked in and a big celebrity, I've gotten nervous, and I've shot a lot of wonderful, amazing people, but I was nervous when Wilco came up because I'm a huge fan. And they come up in the elevator, and they come out, and I go, oh, my God, there's Wilco. And their manager or person, Deb, comes off as a wonderful one of the good people in the music industry, said, Jeff, will you be able to do this in an hour? And I'm going, And then Jeff Tweedy looks at me. He goes, well, how much time do you need? I go, well, this is what I need to do. And he goes, I'll tell you what, I need to pick up my kid at 5 o'clock. Do what you need to do. And that really broke the ice right there. And it was really cool. So what we did in the shoot was I needed to do individual portraits, but I also needed to do band shots. And in the music business, you know, doing band shots is like herding cats at times. These guys were great because they're pros and they're adults, and they were really cool. So the fun part in this is because I asked everybody in the band to go find a spot in the studio in Tribeca, in my friend's loft, where they wanted to be photographed. And they were like, really? And what I realized in that moment is that these guys weren't used to being included in the shoot. It was like the photographer was the dictator. And I'm not like
that.
That's
really brilliant, actually. That's a great way to do it.
And I said, guys, just go and pick out a spot. And then I'm just going to bring my light, I'm going to go. And they were like, oh, wow. So they were going, I want that. And it was fun watching them go, no, I want that spot. And then I remember Jeff Tweedy goes, okay, I want to. No, dude, I'm shooting you in the elevator. And everybody in the band kind of stopped. And they're going, they started laughing because he's the leader. And I wasn't let the leader be the leader. I said, this is where I want to shoot you. He goes, why are they getting to choose everything?
Yeah.
I said, dude, I'm shooting you in the elevator. Because the elevator was an old freight elevator. And actually, that was the cover of that wound up being the cover of the magazine.
That'd be pretty cool.
And that was cool. But also, another very, very cool moment that I had shooting a band with, when I shot the Avett Brothers at South by Southwest, for everybody out there who's ever been to that, at 8 o'clock in the morning, for another cover for Paste Magazine. And we had to be there. We had a place, an amazing place to shoot it, But we had to be there, do it at 8 o'clock in the morning during South by Southwest, which is ungodly.
Yeah, when you're doing especially that. After probably...
And I saw those guys. I saw those guys at this show the day before, and we were talking. And I was talking to the guys, and at that time it was only going to be three of them, but they added a fourth, Joe Kwan. But they go, "Oh my God, 8 o'clock!" I go, 8 o'clock, guys," and they're going, "Don't worry about it." They come around the corner in their tour bus. They come out of the tour bus at 8 o'clock in the morning, dressed for a photo shoot.
Cool.
And I went, I pull up, and
you didn't expect that.
I was not expecting that. And they get out, and they're going, "Hey, Jeff, how you doing?" I'm going, "Guys, really?" And they go, "No, man, we're
professional."
And one of the things that I love and still love about those guys is the truthfulness about them, their integrity, how sincere and loyal that they are, and how much friggin' fun we had in that almost 2 hours that we shot together. And they're friends to this day.
See, that's worth everything right there, though. I mean, what you just said is the crux of that behavior and showing up on time, ready to go. Doesn't that speak to what you said in the last segment? It's kind of what makes people great, what makes people memorable, what makes people imprint upon you is behavior like that and what they bring to the table with their heart and their soul. And we're ready, let's go. And like you said, it became fun. It was a fun next 2 hours.
Oh,
it wasn't a drag. Yeah. You weren't trying to pull them awake or out. They were ready to go.
It was such a joy in doing that. And
that's true of all really great musicians. I mean, the more I either meet them or work with them or have worked with them, there's no complaint. They just show up like a great athlete and say, okay, they're open.
Yeah.
All right, I'm here. So of all the people that you have shot, let's take women, for example. You know, photographers usually get deep into somebody's soul, or they can when you do a really intimate meeting of soul to soul for a great photograph. What female has the most memorable eyes or look that you've shot?
Taraji P. Henson.
Why is that? What makes that?
Because she was so willing.
Yeah? And what was it that you connected with? What do you remember?
Well, she's a very spiritual person. It was just... willingness to try anything, to do anything, just the willingness to have fun.
And what does that do for you as the person doing that behind the camera?
It makes it easy to work with somebody if they're willing and wanting to have fun and enjoys it. She loves having her photo picture taken, and she's beautiful and gorgeous. But there was an energy that day with her, and it wound up just being me, her, and a makeup artist, my friend Maria Rangel, who has been my makeup artist for years. The three of us, it was like this simpatico, to the point where the shoot started at 9 o'clock, and Taraji didn't leave until almost 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock that night. And most of the time, what my photo shoots are really not photo shoots. See, the point in all of it is where that's just what we're doing. When I get together with somebody to shoot, we're hanging out, and we're talking, and we're getting to know each other. Because I shoot mainly artists, I love the artistic process, and I mean artists from not just music, but I photographed architects and writers and authors and interior designers, and I love the artistic process. So I'm always like, if I'm doing music, I'm like, "Oh, that song, what did you do with that song? What do you like?" We'll be listening to music, and we'll start commenting about the music. Then we bring it back to them, and after a while, we're just talking about and connecting on all these different levels. With Taraji, it was on a very deep spiritual level, because That's where she goes. And through that, it was like, oh, wait a second. We got to do pictures now. And from the connection, we made magic. we just get into it. And then the photo shoot is just part of what we're doing together for those few hours.
Is there someone out there right now that you want to shoot that you haven't yet?
I'd love to connect and shoot with Drew Barrymore.
Why is that? She's darling, by the way.
I have no idea.
She's so...
There's an energy. Yeah. It was like when I set the intention that I wanted to work with Joan Osborne.
Right.
And that actually happened last year. And the reason why is because she's an amazingly wonderful, deep, spiritual person who is so cool to hang out with. And I kind of knew that, but now I do. And I don't know why, like, Drew Barrymore is just one person that has always fascinated me just to meet and say hello to.
Do you hear that, Drew? You need to shoot with Jeff. He's waiting to have that moment of connection, of synchronicity.
Yeah, just for whatever reason, because of her energy or whatever that is, it just is
somebody. Well, she carries such a sweetness, and I mean that. When I say she's dear, I don't mean that in a passing word. I mean she brings sweetness to whatever she's doing because she doesn't have to put on any airs. She is who she is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that comes through really clearly and always has with her.
All I know is that that's one person that one day I would love to.
And as maybe a guy? Was there a band or a guy that you'd really love to shoot as well?
Actually, there's a band here in Los Angeles that I actually offered to do a free shoot with. It's a band called Dead Sara.
Yeah. And what about them?
They are just... It's two women, I think, two women and two guys. Their energy is off the hook.
Yeah.
They are an amazing, 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 amazing band that I would like to shoot. I want to say I'd love to connect with and shoot with Bruce Springsteen, but as far as a guy, I've shot so many amazing guys.
Well, maybe all these will come to pass. And for all of you out there that are listening, this is Jeff Fasano, photography.com, and he has his book Journey of the Awakened Heart, which you can find on Amazon. And you might want to check out all of his work on his website. And we'll be back with more. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. And I'm going to ask you again really quick, what makes your life brighter?
Picking up my camera. There you go again. Picking up my camera and capturing the essence of somebody, and that's what I do.
And once again, it's overwhelming, but it's beautiful. Thank you so much for coming again. Thank you for being with us. Everybody check out Jeff Fasano's photography at Jeff Fasano Photography.
It's JeffFasano.com.
JeffFasano.com.
With three Fs.
There you go. Three Fs. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back. More on Making Life Brighter Radio.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series Live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams. And wow, that was cool. It's always great to speak to Jeff. And thank you again for coming today, Jeff. That was amazing. You know, it's kind of a shocker, especially for men, when they have this kind of channel type experience, when they've kind of been living their life one way and suddenly one day they have all this shift that happens to them, and they recognize an entirely different way of seeing themselves in their life and through spirit. It's magical. See, women are more inclined to be spiritual and talk about those things, and it's not as common, seemingly, for men. As we go forward into our world of more acceptable spirituality, a kind of modern new agey world into the golden age, we're going to be seeing these transformations happen with all kinds of people very quickly. And it's very encouraging, because for a while there, it seemed like we were stuck in the mud. We were in the dark ages, and now this light is coming through. It's almost like it's a veil of silk around us, and the light is streaming through to us. And it's finally getting to us, and those that were not aware of it are suddenly going, wow, whoa, and what can I do with this? This is really neat. And were I to tune into it properly, humbly, without my ego, what would I get out of that? So it's a delight to have these people come on the show and speak their journey and speak their truth and come through what they've been going through. Wow. I love these stories. I love them. I live for them. I love doing this. This is so much fun for me. And Jeff is a great example of that. He's been, you know, so well known for his photography along the way. And now to have this, what a gift. What an amazing gift. Allowing that to shine down through. So we'll have Jeff back on in the fall, and he will do a reading with Archangel Michael for us. Live. We'll do that as soon as he and I can connect again in the fall, and we'll do it. Coming up in the next week or so, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the tidbits and the golden nuggets of stories and places here in central New York in the Adirondack Mountains, and I am so excited to do that with you. There is rich history here that almost all of us have had some kind of tie to, some kind of connection with, because that history is part of our forefathers of coming through to go west. And there's so much that all of us are tied to, unless you came straight to, say, Los Angeles from some other country, that filtered through and migrated through the late 1800s, 1800s through early 1900s in this area. We have Harriet Tubman coming up on our coin soon. And when I was growing up, Harriet Tubman's house was within walking distance from my house, and it's still there today. So it's really, really rich in history. There's quite a bit that's happening, that's amazing in this area and has happened. Going the other way on that same street is the Seward House. And most people don't realize this, but William H. Seward bought Alaska for America. and at the time he was ridiculed heavily for doing so. But Alaska is, I guess, what they call the last wild frontier for us, was also at the time a buffer between our tension with Russia and the actual body of the U.S., but since then has become a gold mine of resources. And now that's a problem too, because really naturalists are saying don't mine there, don't basically rape the land of the minerals and the oil and the other things that are up there, because it's disturbing the habitat. So there's quite a bit around all that, but that history is something that I grew up with, and it was on either side of me both ways. And then to add to that a little bit, coming up, my great-great-great-great cousin was Susan B. Anthony, who helped us in the fight for women's right to vote. And we in our family have had letters written to the president and back again by her, and some historical documents. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful, rich story. So I'm going to share some things with you as I go forward. And I'm excited, really excited to share. It's a gorgeous, pristine place here, and I cannot tell you how yummy the air is. So wherever you are in the world, I hope that you have lots of clean, fresh air. I wish for you clean water, clean air, and most of all, a clean heart. And with a clean heart and a calm nervous system, you have every opportunity to go jolly in your day, as I say. And as my master's master for meditation would say, so go jolly, everybody. I'm not sure if you can hear in the background, but across the bay, the chimes are going off just like they do in Switzerland in all the churches. And it's just beautiful. Beautiful to listen to. There's something to be said about music and bell tolling, and something about our history throughout Europe to hear, with sort of the sound of the church bells going at different times throughout the day. It creates a little bit of a community and kind of a community grounding as well. There's something very rich about that in the world. I noticed when I went to Switzerland to work with Beatrice that every afternoon and all the time there were bells tolling at different hours, and it was something sweet. Some of you have come up with questions about the vaccines and the vaccine necessity that's happening in California, and this is still a very hot topic. For those of you that haven't learned more about this, you can go back and check out some of the shows that we did on the movie Vaxxed, which is another heated topic for many people, pro and con, and all the vaccines that are out there now becoming mandatory if your child is to go to school in the state of California anyway, and what that means. What some people are saying is that the load of vaccines is very toxic and could potentially lead to autism, and that is now by law coming into a mandatory, you know, requirement for kids going into school in the California school system. And parents are confused by this and feel it's their right to be able to vaccinate their child or not, but it is now a law and the children must be vaccinated. The other part to that issue is the load of vaccines in succession that they're receiving. And that is something that you yourself have to check into with your doctor and doing your own research to find out what it is that's best for your child and what it is that you need to do. This is a very, very serious thing, because if it's true that more kids are becoming autistic on account of the load of vaccines in succession, then that means technically, by what they're saying that kids are going to receive, then there's a high probability that many children will become autistic in the near future, on average, based on the numbers. So this is a very, very, very important and present subject for us yet to explore and discover more about. So you can go back and listen to the shows on that. We did one last spring and then a spring before that, and you can check out kind of what's going on there. If you could do one thing today that would make your own life brighter, what would that be? If you could take away just one thing that stresses you out, or if you could add something to your day that makes your life brighter, what would that be? It's funny that when I asked Jeff twice in these interviews what makes his life brighter, each time he couldn't speak, he just cried. It moved him, and it moves people all the time. This question it's astounding to me. It's one of the most surprising things about doing this radio show that I ever imagined. That all of a sudden, when you ask this question, it stops people in their tracks, and they reevaluate what is important to them in that moment, what's really valuable to them. And oftentimes, I notice it moves people to tears. That's neat. That's really neat. So I ask you and I invite you to take a moment in your day. What makes your life brighter? What makes your life not better, brighter? What brings light into your life? What gives you and the people around you more light? All right, everybody. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and go jolly.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly! Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.